During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. Because if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
It's none other than your own Thurston Marshall. Jesus. I just want to know, y'all got a love for B-Ham, dog? Like, no love for the ham? I am offended, and I'm taken aback. The B-Ham, one of the greatest black cities in Alabama. But I do appreciate y'all for showing love for Memphis, because there's nothing like a good old Memphis flavor. But till next time, man, put Birmingham on the list. Gotta give it a try. Wow.
What's up, NappyAfro.com? Afrocast, King Jern, Queen Jern. Enjoy seeing the black love every week. This is CG24. Y'all just deal. Y'all keep up the good work.
I get scared for bitches when they try to fight me because it's like I'm not here. Mentally, I'm dead. What do you think you're going to get out of fighting me? I have nothing to lose. I'm ready to risk it all, bitch. I'll kill you and then myself to get rid of the consequences. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I don't know what you're trying to fight me for, bitch. You want to go kiki with Hannah Baker down in hell? What do you want?
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Smoking Jern Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now, so all you 2 through 50 podcasters, y'all wondering what y'all can do to be number one podcasters, or you just have no clue what you doing as podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic, yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite AKA of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all, so there's no excuses. Don't forget about our voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can get behind-the-scenes exclusive content, including the whole Frocast, whole bunch of other stuff that B-Eazy be cooking up for y'all for as little as a dollar. And get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon, Mr. Bjorn Inge. So shout out to Mr. Bjorn Inge. Thank you for becoming a Patreon. You could be just like Bjorn and get shout out on the show. And I just want to thank all the Patreons, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Every month, y'all showing love, man. We just trying to keep pumping up content for y'all. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And option D is what? Add it to your story, retweet it, reblog it. And when you add it to a story, like Dr. Abrasive did this week, he tagged us in it. So as soon as he tagged me in it, it came up. And I said, oh, Dr. Abrasive showed love. Hey, Dr. Abrasive even went the extra mile, had like an audio file going on it. Like he did some old magical shit. So shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Hey, bro, hey, that was some magic. I like that shit. And, you know, but all, thanks to all the other people showing love. You got Short T, Ruler Myself, Sleazy Black Farmer, 12 Cal, Corey Dos Equis, Glenn and Her, Cold Red, Dale Peace, Big Smash. Everybody's showing love, man. We appreciate it, man. CG24. Like, everybody's showing love, man. We appreciate it, man, because sharing is caring. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was all right. A little hectic trying to get these kids ready for school. They go back to school tomorrow. Well, when y'all hit us, they would have gone back to school that Wednesday. But when I tell you, I don't know. It's just I'm realizing that the kids are getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with the pandemic, they ain't as stressed out about the girl care more about her hair than her outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she actually is doing right now. But
shout out to young Princess Germ. She in there doing her own install.
Yeah, she said she's
boss
sick of
things.
She's sick of the people playing around with her. Yes. So she's like, she done watched enough videos. She ready to go
she's
on.
She ready
thing.
To give it a try.
So it's coming along pretty good. So yeah. I think it's gonna be a hit.
Yeah, I mean she doing the whole frontal, all that. She doing it herself. Shout out to her,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, so she doing her
saving
thing.
Money, economically inclined. Yeah.
And
I
the
love
boy
it.
Said he didn't want to get his hair retwisted. He was just gonna cut his own sides and. Going back to school, he was just like, "Mama, that's my last year. You know, got other things to do." So
I don't even care about none of that.
Yeah. So what we
I started to see now, none of that matters.
Yeah. Apparently. So I mean,
wow, it took me this long.
Especially when he said, "I ain't worried about it because you know, I'm gonna let y'all work on my birthday gift since I'm expecting some keys."
Wow.
So, I told him, I said, "Sir,
I'm expecting a lot of things too, sir, but everything doesn't come
said
to expecting."
His 18th birthday, he trying to pull
hey,
up.
Hey, look, hey, he can get caught in that Hollywood lifestyle all he wants, and I will show him the reality of an 18th birthday.
He
a motherfucking card, a pat on the back.
The
hey, you want to go out to eat or something? Let's go out to eat. Ain't going to be no car in the damn driveway on September the 12th.
The
it's not going to happen.
He expecting his daddy to come through. And so,
me too. I'm expecting my daddy to come through. I'm going to show him the same expectations
no,
I had
no,
of,
no.
of
your
a father.
Your expectations can't be his expectations because your daddy wasn't there. His daddy
I'm,
here.
I'm going to have to let him show. I'm going to let him show how fathers can get sometimes.
Uh-uh.
They can let you down.
Uh-uh.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's not what we bring into the 18th birthday.
I'm going to let him know. Like, yo, you off my dime, bro. Like, this is it. Like, you 18 now. Legally, I don't have to care for you.
But you will.
I don't have to care for you legally. Like, legally, you are an adult.
But you will.
I'm free.
You're never free.
Yeah.
Never.
Sad
that,
part
I mean,
about that is last year you could claim him on your tax. Well, no, you still claim
I'm
him.
I'm
going
to claim him because he's going to be going to college law as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll be good. I just don't get as much tax.
That's when they get older.
But
the money less and less.
Because it'll be, you'll be in school. And
yeah.
All
what
the
I'm saying is, like,
you.
They when they get older, it's less of a
yeah,
break that you get. But now they fucking people over giving you money early and shit, but.
Well,
you
I'm
know,
not getting it because my child is not qualified. He doesn't yeah. qualify.
But as far as my week, oh, man, Queen Germ.
That
my
I didn't
week,
ask, but.
Yeah, my week, well, I'm going to go ahead. You know, it's not a humble bone in my body, maybe one. But this one, I'm going to let my humble bone speak right now. For the second week in a row, the Frocast has been number one in the Bet the House Top 50 podcast mm-hmm. ranking. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's not fair that we are in it. Against, you know, some other, you know, like, a lot of these people, they haven't been podding as long as us.
Well, I level it out, you know what I'm saying?
You've done at least almost 200 shows.
Okay, but I'm saying, I still level it out with the other competitors.
How have you done 200 shows?
Okay, if you only looking at that, because what the man said, he looks at a lot of different things. So it's not just but how long you've been doing shows. It's also quality of the shows.
Okay.
And who does what. And I mean, I bring my A game most days, but
I mean, but
I'm just saying,
we have that chemistry. We have that back and forth. You know, I throw alleys, you dunk them. Sometimes you throw alleys, I dunk them. And that's not, we're professionals.
Okay.
And we're going against a lot of amateurs. No shade at nobody. I'm just saying, we do this. Like, we got top notch editing, production, all that. Like, we're a well oiled machine, and it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? It's that we get, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be fair to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying no shade to nobody. It's a lot of good shows out there, but we're one of the good ones. You know, no, you know what I'm saying? We don't get a major deal or nothing like that, but it's just that we give you production. We got segments.
Quality.
Yes, you get arguments. You get real arguments. You get real debates.
Sometimes they get too real.
Yes, and it's like, that's what you get, real rawness over here, and it's like, where else you gonna get that from? We ain't trying to win nobody over. Like, my wife say some shit that's not the popular opinion, and she'll stand on that. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we roll over here. We're not trying to win nobody over. We're not trying to, you know what I'm saying, be politically correct. We just do what we do, and it works. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, you know, no, like I said, no shade to nobody else. We appreciate the love. And if, look, I told them we was going to take ourselves out. I told them we was going to take a week off. We were going to make a lame-ass show. We was going to mail it in this week.
Well, but we can't do that.
But I don't think that's possible. I think even, you know what I'm
even
saying?
Our worst is going to be
Our worst would still be worthy of number one. You know what I mean? Like, because it's not saying that they not. It's just that that's just how good we are. And it's not.
Well, we ain't gonna linger on it.
Yeah, we ain't gonna linger on it. We ain't gonna linger on it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just want to put this at the beginning because I know a lot of y'all will get turned off after I say that, and y'all not gonna listen to the rest of the show. Y'all just gonna hate. Y'all, this is the part that y'all gonna remember. Not what else the fuck we did, but just what I said. You know what I'm saying? So take it how you want. But like I said, we appreciate if y'all wouldn't nominate us no more. You know what I'm saying? Because
but you can, because the truth.
I mean, I don't want to be number one for so long, and then like,
hey, it's only gonna be week three.
I'd be playing Nelly song all it's the time, man. That's showing my dominance right there. Like,
yeah, well, if you can come out the gate, show being number one first 3 weeks. Of
wire to wire, thing, you say wire to wire.
Yeah, I'm about that.
Doing some shit like that. Yeah. Number one at the beginning of the season. Number one at the end of the season. Is that a challenge? Is that what you're saying, Queen?
Yeah,
Jern?
Man. Like, I
mean, if you're saying you want to make a challenge of it and be number one for the whole fucking season,
we don't have no ends to our season, so it's all.
But I mean, yeah, we don't do seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, what season we in? This episode 468, 469.
Yeah.
We probably in season 25 or some shit like that. Because I don't know how y'all, like I said, I don't know how y'all niggas determine y'all seasons. I don't understand that, but hey, y'all do what y'all do. But, we're going to move on to our show. We're not going to linger on it because, you know, we have a show to do. And I know a lot of our listeners is like, what do they talk about this top 50 thing? Just search Instagram.
Check it out.
Y'all might see something about it, but y'all go see us at number one when you do. So shout out to Big Smash for putting that together, man. I appreciate it. Hey, that's some good things what he doing, just drumming up talks with different podcasts, because I found some shows that I didn't know existed. So, you know, so Smash, you were the first people to put together podcasts like that. I give you that. Since you want to be the Soulja Boy of podcasting. You know.
Got the lineup of the top 50.
Yeah. Got a special, we got a new shirt in the shop, or a new shirt coming, the Frocast World Tour shirt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Come get it. You know, you got the tour dates on it and everything. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty dope shirt. You know what I'm saying?
And then that's going to be released?
It might be out now, but it might be coming soon. I'm not sure. I have to call the boss man, Be Easy, but I just want y'all to know that it's coming. If it ain't out there now, it's coming. The Frocast World Tour shirts got tour dates on there. You know, different countries, everything, man. It's fucking amazing, man. So just check it out. Just check it out. I think that's all the pandering. Let's go ahead and get into this outline, Queen Jern. So, Queen Jern, I got to ask you a question. Did you hear the story about the woman in Las Vegas that was saying she was pawning everything and she had three kids and, you know, she's giving blood all the time and they barely, you know, she makes sure the kids eat. She ain't eating. You know what I'm saying? So
that blood is probably...
Yeah,
anemic,
her story. That's how the story goes. So she's got three kids. She's struggling. She don't need. It's not on the outline. I added it to that, babe. So I know that's where you're looking confused. So outpouring of support starts coming in. She was only looking for $1,900, which was get her by for the month.
Yeah.
You know, she went on GoFundMe. She was asking for a meager $1,900. But you know, the story hits the waves and people see someone bleeding heart sees it. They send it to somebody else. And then it gets sent to the right person and they know somebody here. And next thing you know, this lady getting interviewed by CNN. So she gets interviewed. They show her and her meager accommodations. You know, it's nothing in the house. She had to get rid of the computer. She would be looking for a job, but she had to get rid of the laptop. She had to pawn that. Like, she was not ashamed of how she pawned things. And, hey, anything can get it, nigga. Like, hey, she was looking around like, hey, what else can I pawn in this motherfucker? She's like, yo, so anyway, GoFundMe get started. This lady has amassed $200,000 after asking for only $1,900. So, a video. Okay, this was the original GoFundMe description. So, just before we gonna roll down this little line. She says, "My name is Kelly, and I have three daughters living in Nevada. We were maintaining just fine before this pandemic hit. Now we are suffering. We do have EBT for food, and also apply for CHAP. However, they do not assist immediately. We owe $1,900 for rent alone, not including utilities. I will figure out utilities by pawning a few things." See, I told you she ain't scared to pawn a motherfucking thing. She will pawn. Hey, you give
she
her.
She might fuck around and pawn one of them turners. She can exactly. Get her money for.
"As you all know, it is entirely still too hot." She spelled too wrong. "To be homeless, ma'am. It's never too hot to be homeless. Never, never. I seen the way y'all homeless live in Las Vegas, Nevada. They ain't doing that bad. Like, one nigga who just sprawled out. I mean, come on. The homeless make good money in Nevada. So, ma'am, I think you need to." Yes. Yes. Yes.
It is hot out there, though.
It's hot. And people have bleeding heart. They out of town traveling. People got money. Nigga, throw you $5 just for.
You're right.
You can make some good money being a bum in Nevada. Just saying. Just saying. If you out there looking for a place to be a bum, Las Vegas is the spot because you got low chance of rain. You know.
And like
decent
you said, it's
winners.
Ass of people out there, so
you know what
just
I'm saying.
Just they out there
yeah.
on vacation. They are
everybody's not. Yeah. Nobody's staying, so nobody knows that you a bum. I just can't see you two times in a row while I'm on vacation. You better move around on the strip, nigga.
I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? So, she said, "My daughters are age 5, 6, and 8. Please help with anything you can." So, the story came out. This is where the GoFundMe came. Then a video comes out. From a woman claiming to be the mother of the daughters.
The biological.
The bio mother. She says her thing. She was just like, yo, this is not fair. Now, matter of fact, let me find
she's
a video.
She's just jealous because she wanted a piece of
the pie. She's jealous?
She just wanted a piece
jealous?
Of pie. Why does this lady even have your kids? You are unfit
mother. Let's hear what the mom had to say. Let's give her a chance. Let's hear her out.
I don't want
to
hear it.
Let's hear her out. Let's be fair.
I'm not going to be fair because if she got your kids, she can claim them as if whatever she
wants. I just need to clarify this. I don't know what you guys are thinking. I don't care if she's a stepmom. I don't care if she's been involved in my kid's life just for a little bit of time. What she did was wrong and it's not excusable. And at the end of the day, for you guys to sit here and support that is wrong too. I've been bussing, working two jobs, 8 months pregnant. And I have never been desperate. I'm desperate for money too. Who ain't desperate for money? But I've never put up a GoFundMe page saying, lying upon kids that aren't mine. For you guys to keep believing this, and for you guys to sit here and keep donating, it's killing me. Because for the simple fact, she don't have my kids like that. She never did. None of them did. I've been with my kids for years and years. I've been here breaking my back for these kids of mine. And then for you guys to sit here and keep going back and forth with this story is crazy. I don't even have a lawyer to pay to try to do this as a fraud thing because that's so messed up and everyone knows it. No, everyone knows it. My kids come back yesterday telling me how all of them is gonna be rich. You think that's right? You guys are messed up. And I feel so alone and messed up because ain't nobody here to try to even support or try to stop the page. You guys just keep donating and donating. Donate to my kids if that's the case. If you wanna donate to someone, those are not her kids for the last time. That she's never, my kids never lived there. Never. And just because I said they go there for a couple of days for out of a whole 3 years, 5, 7 years, it doesn't mean nothing. So if that's the case, let me sit here and say I had them for a couple of days out of the year. Let me get to whatever the money is up
for. Now she's babbling. So do you
think this lady white?
Yeah, she's white. Yeah, she's white.
So Karen mad because the black lady was able to get some money off of her dusty ass kids.
Yeah, she lied and said them were her kids and made up a whole story.
And then she said a step parent. So if she's a step parent, then she can say that those are her kids.
Hold on, okay. So now the girl that got the money, she retracted her GoFundMe. She said, "Hi everyone, thank you so much again for your support on my fundraiser. I've been contacted with more concerns around my relationship to the girls mentioned on my fundraiser, and I'd like to clarify a couple things. The girls recognize me as a mother figure in their lives, but I am not their biological mother. My partner is the children's father, whom I do not live with, and I take care of these girls in my home for periods of time," she said, "and have for the last couple of years. I've loved these girls unconditionally and have been out of the kindness of my heart. I treat them as my daughters and care for them in this way. This detail doesn't change my original need for donations to avoid eviction, and I will be using the funds to get back on my feet and support my family. As mentioned in my last update, I will also be putting money aside for the girls in a savings account. If you would prefer to receive a refund for your donation, please fill out the form before August 23rd, for the next 14 days, GoFundMe will issue a full refund for any donor request." So, tell me what's wrong in this situation. Tell me what went wrong. I want to hear your situation. What went wrong?
In my opinion, it's that Karen is being Karen. Like, you mad because somebody used your kids to get some money off of them. Okay, your kids came home your kids came home and said they about to be rich. So, clearly the lady is letting them know, I got some money, I'm going to give y'all some money, and I'm going to keep some money. So, hell, even if the lady just decided she was going to give each child $2,500, hey, that ain't up to $7,500, and she got all this other money. But y'all asses are mad because you didn't think of it or that you didn't get it. Why? Because she over there snotting, crying, talking about this lady is not her kid's mama, but your ass is pregnant again. You talking about you alone. Bitch, you doing something wrong. Because clearly, if you had your kids
she had 7 kids.
Your ass wouldn't have time to have number 7. Because you would have been so busy taking care of the ones you had.
But she already has 7.
Okay. You said she already has 7.
Yes.
So this baby she 8 months pregnant with is number 8.
Yes.
So either way it goes, still piss poor decisions. So that means that
pussy decisions.
All of that. So
bad pussy management.
All the way around. Because clearly, you throwing your coochie on everybody. Thing.
When I see a woman do something, I'm like, bad pussy management.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I can agree. Because my thing is, if you out here begging somebody to donate to your kids, bitch, you should donate to your kids.
She said she out there working 2 jobs, busting her ass. So she out there. She said, yeah, I could be out here making, but I ain't. I'm out here getting it off the mud.
You ain't getting
and I respect
mud.
That white queen.
You can't respect that white queen.
How
dumb is you
this
sound?
Black girl gonna go out there and scam the world.
That's
yeah,
mad.
She mad. Yeah,
you
look,
mad.
Look. Can I ask you a question? If you claim my kids on your taxes, ain't you supposed to break me off?
You supposed to.
All right then. So maybe they had that discussion when she was like, "Nigga, you use my kids. I should give
you
about 25, 30,000.
You should have had that.
And black girl probably bucked like, "Nah, I ain't give you that much." Like, bitch, you use my kids. All right, so I'm going to put it out there that your ass out there lying.
Hopefully they had that conversation.
That's
and
the conversation they had. They couldn't get to a number. And so that's why
resolved.
The truth came out. Now, ain't nobody. Now everybody about the kids finna lose.
Yeah, everybody finna lose.
That 200,000. These niggas get asking for refunds. I know.
Oh, I know they are.
I know niggas is asking for refunds. Because I'd be like, "Yo, I don't know about that now. You lied
Karen
under false pretenses."
Karen ain't had to do all that.
So if you donated, would you ask for your money back?
Nah. Because most of the time when I
do
give
I even
it
have to
back,
say it?
What?
Do I even have to say it?
What?
Oh, I'm asking for mine back.
Oh,
as soon as
yeah,
I find that shit out.
You
I'm like,
whoa,
you lied? Like, you lied?
The girl says she still need the money. It doesn't change.
No, you
it
don't need
change.
The money. No. Them kids, who do them kids live with? Now your story,
my thing is,
your
it
story
didn't
change. You then went from being your daughters to you being a mother figure. You know what I'm saying? Those men from, they live with me to periods of time. You know what I'm saying? So now your story's changing up. You're fucking lying. So okay, y'all how much mad. Of, how y'all much mad. Of the money is going to go to the? We feel bad. You had these kids. I knew something was up because when I seen these kids, I was like, "Well, the baby daddy must be white." I said, "Cause these babies mixed." Cause you know the sister, she's very, you know what I'm saying, you know, dark, you know, brown skin.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So chocolate sister. So I was like, only way you make babies look like that, them got to be, you know, it's something else in them. So I said, baby daddy must be white, cause I knew something was up. Then come to find out, the mom was white, and the baby daddy, where the fuck is this nigga at? That's Thank between you. Homes. That you got three kids by this woman, and you got this other woman. You got a, she almost out the house. She almost homeless and shit. Like, where the fuck is this nigga at? Where the fuck is he? Where the fuck
he
is he?
He ain't doing what he's supposed to be
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. Where is this nigga? You got all these motherfucking kids about to be homeless on your girlfriend that you don't live. Care. I know why you don't live with your girlfriend, because she ain't got no stable household. I wouldn't live with her motherfucking ass either.
See? A nigga.
Have me put the fuck out.
A nigga.
Hell nah. Like, you ain't got your shit together. I can't live with you. Eviction notice, nigga. Every time I come up here, niggas knocking on the goddamn door and shit. Like, hell nah. Like, no, don't. Nah, bro. Nah. I can't plug.
You
ain't got no Wi-Fi over this motherfucker. I can't plug my PlayStation up.
If you was over here, we could put our little coins together. I can't. Then we might be able to have something.
You'll go pawn my shit.
Hey.
You'll go pawn my. I came back that time. That's why I left. You pawned my shit that time.
Sound like sis got a drug habit.
Hey, yeah, she got some kind of problem. She ain't got no job. So she used to work as a dealer at the casinos, and then once whatever hit, she lost her job. Well, the casino's back open. Why you can't go get a job out there?
She should have been getting unemployment all this time with them extra stipends and all that other shit they was giving away.
Listen, like I said, sis' story ain't adding up.
All I can tell you sis is story Karen, ain't adding if Karen would have stayed in her place, nobody would
Karen did the right thing.
No, she didn't. Snitching ain't never the right thing.
It ain't snitching.
It is snitching.
You use them. Look, all right. So if you claim
and
my kids.
And that bitch
would
have gave me some money. You ain't doing nothing.
I did.
First of all, you got 8 kids. You ain't the best person in the world. No.
What you mean? I just love. Hey.
You love fucking raw.
Hey. Maybe.
So obviously your ass ain't going to work as much as you claim you did.
She said God wanted this baby to be here. No, so didn't. This baby. No, yeah. No, so this God wanted me to have this baby. Mm-mm. I fucked a lot. A lot of niggas ain't give me no babies, but when this nigga did this,
that's a lie.
That's this baby came.
You don't know you got 8. You might have 8 baby daddies for all we know.
Well, she ain't got 8. She got 3 by 1.
Oh yeah, because you got the ones from the nigga.
Yeah,
they live in.
Yeah,
they,
I don't know if she live. I don't know where. Yeah, he don't live there either.
I mean, but the biological mother of the children stated that she was a stepmama.
What happens
so if
is
she's a stepmama. Then yeah. why are you criticizing her anyway? The mama said she is a stepmother.
Yeah.
So she didn't even have to clarify.
What she mean is, like, that's your daddy's
see,
girlfriend.
I don't freestyle
they
with
ain't even married, so don't even use
even,
it. Yeah,
don't even freestyle with that terminology.
Yeah, see, that's what she said. You can't be a stepmother if you're not married
to
my father.
Yeah, you're not
father.
Married to him because y'all ain't living together. What the
exactly.
fuck
and then you talking about some, she probably just watching when I go to work since I'm working 2 jobs. You, hey, man, you got to go over. I got 8 kids. I got to find babysitters for a lot of these niggas.
Yeah.
Like, 3 of them, like, that's good. 3 of them, you know, she got 5 more. She got, because she got, 7, so it's 4 living and 1 in her stomach. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, 8, so 7 on the ground, 8,
living.
1 in. Yeah. Yeah, all of them living. So 3 of them, that's good, because then, you know, you only
got
to worry about
4.
So then, you know, I don't know how old the other one is.
You
got
to farm them out.
5, 6, and 8, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, boy.
So I'm hoping they older.
Yeah. But, yeah, you go stay over there with your grandma and whatever. But they just hit a lick.
I mean, my thing is the kids came home saying they about to be rich. So
kids
that means
stunning
the lady,
on mama.
The
she's
lady,
like, what y'all talking about?
Exactly.
Girl, they, mom, this
mama,
is,
that girl
they over there said, she got up. We was on TV. They talk about, yeah, we her kids. She like, what? Your kids?
That's what hurt her feelings.
Yeah, then she went on Facebook and probably started going off.
Yeah, but you can't be
But
right.
I understand why she upset. So somebody
Karen
did that to you. So somebody did it. So then you telling me.
You're telling me. Ain't nobody ever be able to do that to me.
Somebody took credit like they... Like a commercial or something, or whatever, some news story. They make up some phony news story. They use one of your kids. It's like, oh, this is my kid. And tell their little sob story. And now, this is the headline on the news. This lady's kid, she going through a hardship. They use your kid as a prop. You know what I'm saying? This woman gets buku money. How you gonna feel about that?
I'm gonna want my cut.
What if she say, fuck you, nigga, I ain't giving you shit. Get the fuck out of here. What you gonna do then?
We'll have to settle it. Sometimes.
Settle it how way? What you gonna do? Go online and say, that's my kid. That's not her kid. Them motherfuckers lying. That's what you gonna do.
But you don't know that all that happened.
That's what you... Just, we, let's
Karen,
just Let's just say
that
it happened.
An assumption.
Let's just say that it happened.
Okay, if it did, then yeah. If we couldn't come to no terms, yeah, I'm going to have to ruin your story.
All right, then. So that's what I'm saying. She ain't wrong. She doing
but
the right thing.
She is wrong because I'm pretty sure that
wasn't. You just judging her because she got 8 kids. You say, we know she got bad pussy management.
That's right. She got bad pussy management. She got bad decision making.
But these three kids,
I don't give a
damn. I would tell her, look, baby, look, you can get $100,000. We taking $100,000.
I ain't giving you half.
We splitting it down the middle. Why not? You use my kids.
Fuck you. You telling me I'm not giving you half. I give you $50,000.
No,
I give
you
25%. Nigga,
you give
if me and the nigga ain't together, he probably going to want some money.
Me?
So, hey,
we splitting it down
split
the middle.
Y'all too. I came up with the idea. So
nigga,
I
you
get
use
half
my
and
kids.
You and that nigga get half. No, so therefore,
look, let a black,
I'm
look,
helping
look,
you out.
Let a black girl go on TV without kids and say she about to get evicted. No one would give a motherfucking shit.
She might go online with some nappy-headed regular black churn and not get shit.
Hey,
oh, but y'all seen some mulatto kids over there, and y'all decided, we want to help her out.
Hey,
okay.
Look at the dynamic. Look at the dynamic. Dark-skinned girl with light-skinned babies gets money. Let that have been a dark-skinned, no money.
Like
no
I said,
gives.
The churn
hey,
had a nappy
what,
head.
What was that woman
I
we seen?
I bet she wouldn't have got shit.
What was the woman that had like the 15 kids? She was like, hey, somebody got to help me with these kids. Somebody got to do something.
She, like, you need to do something. Stop fucking having kids.
She had like 15 or 17 kids. They
don't
all living
no
in one
sense.
Hotel room, nigga. Like, she was like, somebody got to come help me with these kids.
Like, who about to help you? They damn daddies.
Oh, my God. So,
the
yeah,
fuck
man.
Y'all doing with y'all stuff?
But, yeah, that's why I had to ask you about that, man. That was an interesting situation. I want to see how it plays out. We might come up with a recap of it next week
hopefully
if anything interesting happens.
Some of that money.
Like I said, be fair. Girl, split the money with the mama and y'all go off. Because what's that happen now, you're going to lose everything.
Yeah.
That's the thing. What? How much
but
you
Karen
willing to lose?
Karen fucking up the bag.
Karen ain't fucking up the
she
bag.
Is.
Speaking of fucking up the bag, man. They're saying they're coming up with an idea now for all the unvaccinated people that your worker could charge you $50 a month for not being vaccinated. And the reason being is, it says employers are beginning to tack on a special surcharge of $20 to $50 a month to their unvaccinated workers, according to one of the nation's largest health benefits consultancies. Wow, big word there. To date, employers have offered gift cards, a day off from work, cash, and other financial incentives to convince their workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Employers have tried encouraging employees to get vaccinated through offering incentives like paid time off, cash, but with the Delta variant driving up infections and hospitalizations throughout the country, at the same time the vaccination rates have stalled, we have received inquiries from at least 20 employers over the past few weeks who are giving considerations to adding health coverage surcharges for the unvaccinated as a way to drive up vaccination rates in their workforce, said Wade Simmons, Mercer's Regulatory Resources Group leader. Mercer isn't disclosing the names of companies working on the surcharges, but said the amount of the surcharge being discussed with these employers is akin to $20 to $50 a month charges companies already charge workers who smoke. So, you know what I'm saying? So, aside from public health reasons to encourage vaccination and keep workers and their families healthy, there's also a financial reason. COVID-19 can lead to serious illness and an expensive hospital stay that costs the worker and company paid insurance, triggering premium increases as well. So, Queen Germ, I said all that to say, A, are you down with getting the vax or just paying the tax?
I'm down with, I guess, paying the tax because right now I can't even qualify for the vaccine. So how you gonna penalize me because I done had COVID and I got to wait 90 days?
You might be dripping with antibodies and you don't even know it. They might be like, yo, nigga, you good. You dripping with antibodies. Like,
yeah.
You're good.
You think
you know what I'm saying? It might be. You need to check your antibodies. You never know.
I'm like, pretty sure I'm good. I mean, hey. It's science. It's backed by science.
Okay. I mean, paying the tax for the people that don't like the vax.
I'm sick
of you. I wasn't trying to do that either, people. I mean,
but you ought to. I mean,
paying the tax for if you want the vax is it's better than losing your job. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all waste $50 a month, $20 to $50. Like, who gives a shit?
I ain't gonna even co-sign on that though, because I just really feel like, okay, I understand from the business sense, but the fact of the matter is, you requiring this and forcing this on somebody when it's like you don't have enough evidence to make this decision. So that means that, okay, I'm going to pay it until we out the pandemic, but I'm, or am I going to constantly pay this thing? Because I would have never gotten the vaccine. So if I live, then now I'm going to be subjected to some shit for the rest of my time working here. That's bullshit.
So I wonder, how long would you have to pay the tax?
Yeah, because that's too long. Because you talking about,
like, forever? I'm like, forever? Like,
as long, until I retire? Like, you chipping away at my benefits. And I'm still working at this motherfucking job. I'm at a, you know what I'm saying? I ought to have some damn hazard pay. Mm. You worrying about talking about something taking off for the benefits. I ain't doing nothing on purpose trying to get sick. Mm. So what you going to do to the people who had COVID before the vaccine came out? And they still got the vaccine, but their ass had COVID. So they still in the same category with me that you said.
What you mean? But they got the vax, though.
No, but what you're saying. I guess
you're fine once you get the vax.
No, what you're saying is that these people are having some, you know, conditions that would stem from them having COVID, is what you're saying. So because they putting y'all at risk to have to pay out more, you want to them to chip in a little bit more. Mm. That's what the fee is for.
Yeah.
But if I had COVID before there was a vaccine, I am still susceptible to having these long-term issues that's going to cause you to have to pay out because you're my insurance company. So if I got to go to the doctor more, that means y'all going to have to pay them people more. I'm going to have to get whatever tests and screening and whatever else done. So you're going to have to kick out more money. So I'm still in that same situation, but the terms were different. So I just feel like you can't start taxing people all willy-nilly if you ain't going and thought about the whole thing because it doesn't make sense. And even if I didn't have the vaccine, I mean, like, I have COVID.
Had
COVID. Yes, I'm saying had COVID, I'm just saying you have that chance. But then even some people, and that's another thing, you don't know about the asymptomatic people because some of them never got tested. So they believe they never had COVID and their ass had COVID.
So let me ask you a question. So the free donut not getting you to get the vax.
I'm never getting nothing for a donut. Nigga, I love some shit, but I ain't getting nothing for no items that I can buy. So now give me some shit that I can't afford.
Like, I mean,
then I may line it up.
So when they say, hey, we'll X out your student debt.
If you say you're going to cancel all them hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan debt, give me the motherfucking vaccine. All run that shit.
Y'all heard what she said, Joe Biden. Come get her. She said, yo.
I'm just saying, if y'all tell me.
She said, you X out her student debt.
You wipe out it and it's you zero, wipe out zero, student zero?
Debt. And she'll go.
Okay, I'm in line.
She'll get the vax.
Okay. I'm lining up me and my turn.
Damn. So you put all of your sacrifice out there for that.
Hey. Man. It ain't no sacrifice.
It is.
Not if I got a mansion and student loan debts. Do you not understand? Do you not understand what I got? That would change the course of my whole life. Amen. I would be able to do even better for my kids if they can handle that.
That's what I said, man. Hey, y'all hear what she just said? She graduated from college and said she got a mansion and student debt.
Yeah.
Listen to that. Hey.
I might even have a butt up in that motherfucker.
Learn a trade, kids. Learn a motherfucking trade.
Hey, I'm just telling the people to keep it real with the people.
It's a lot of people went to college.
Got a chauffeur.
Got a whole bunch of debt.
Got a whole lot of motherfuckers.
And niggas, I know a nigga graduated from college. That nigga work at Foot Locker. This nigga been working at Foot Locker since I was motherfucking 16 and
now
shit.
That's what I can't.
And this nigga graduated. No, is he a manager? Probably, but he don't own the Foot Locker. And the nigga been working there for over 20 years.
Yeah. He might have done got enough raises and things that he might be all right.
When I went back and I seen him and I was a father now. And I said, man, you don't remember? He was like, dang, bro. This man still working at Foot Locker.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah, he must be selling drugs. But
I hope so. I hope he's doing something. But what's your cause?
That college debt. What?
What's your cause? You said for me to get the vaccine, what did it cause me? What did it cause you?
It's high.
It ain't a Tesla?
Nah.
The souped up ones?
Three of them. Two of them.
One for you and your son?
No, two for me.
Oh.
I could drive one on Monday, alternate days and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Two of them and I do it.
Okay.
One, I think about it. Two, definitely get me in there.
Sit down right then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or a house with one of them little covered swimming pools. For some reason, like covered back porch and swimming pool
so
thing.
So you can be out there smoking.
Just, you know, so I don't have to worry about bugs. Yeah. Be at the swimming pool. Yeah. Get the screen. Nice look. Coverage.
Yeah.
Be nice.
I think so.
Yeah. I think so also.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That's your price.
Yeah. But speaking of, the new hustle is they are selling vax cards now.
The people got the fake stuff.
Yeah. The vax cards is the new hustle.
How much they running for?
Hey, I was scared to inquire. I wanted to ask for show purposes to know, but I was like, man, I'm scared to ask because you know you usually don't ask about.
The people to be at your
yeah,
door.
You know I don't want the people to, you know they like yo, bro. You don't ask if you ain't you know buying, you nigga. Buying, like what yeah. the fuck? Like what the number going on them is? You know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't understand how that's a hustle. Like
I don't either because I can lie to you and tell you I got the shit. I yeah. can go and get a card and put the shit on there so I could do it myself.
Yeah, that's what like, how they selling. The like what the fuck? Like who's signing this shit? Like that's like, what I want to know. Like do I got some numbers? Like what the fuck? So now with the fake vac cards out now, like this is because I knew people was lying because they say only 27% of black people were vaccinated. So I was just
ain't
like
everybody hollering about their vaccination.
Hell yeah, niggas is outside. Outside, yeah, nigga is in Tulum, niggas is in DR, niggas is everywhere, but only 27% vaccinated. So that's yeah. what I'm like, niggas
y'all
is lying.
New bodies and shit in Miami.
Yes, niggas is fucking, niggas is kissing and rubbing, and passing the bottle and everything. Shit is wild again, and I'm just like,
yeah, they having one night stands.
Y'all jumped out too early, nigga. It wasn't time. It wasn't time, nigga. It was not time, and I ignored that on purpose. I kept
know.
It moving. So, yeah, man. So, get out. Hey, yo, if you know somebody selling the vax cards, hit me up. I know aww. People that's interested. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. You know, if you got the plug on them, let me know. I know people that, you know what I'm saying, that know people that know people that need some. So, you know. Yeah.
Since they're not trying to get the mark of the beast.
Yeah. You know how that go.
That's what they say the vaccine is.
Well, last week, y'all know we did the blackest cities in America.
And as promised.
And this week, we're doing the whitest cities in America. Now, this list here, we're going to do the top 10.
Top 10.
Your bottom three, your top three. Okay?
That I
you,
will live in.
That you would live in. All right?
White people.
Are you ready?
I think I am.
The whitest cities in America, 2021, at number 10. Or you want to go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10? How you want to do it?
I'll do 10 to 1.
10 to 1. Number 10 is Madison, Wisconsin. It's 78.8% white. Mm. Number 9, Scottsdale, Arizona. 80.1% white. Number 8, El Paso, Texas. 80.8% white. Number 7, Corpus Christi, Texas. 80.9% white. Mayonnaise. Number 6, Spokane, Washington. 85.3% raisins in the potato salad. Number 5, Laredo, Texas. 87.7% pumpkin spice.
Everything.
Number 4, Gilbert, Arizona. 87.9% percent ambrosia salad. Number 3, Boise, Idaho. 87.9% beer. Number 2, Lincoln, Nebraska. 88% give me something they like. Lattes, Starbucks. And number 1, Hialeah, Florida. 92.6% white. But the thing about Hialeah is.
What's the thing about it?
Hialeah, Florida is the whitest city in the United States with 92.6% of the population identifying as white. The non-Hispanic white population, however, is 2.5%. So, in Hialeah, all the Mexicans and Latin niggas, they saying they white and not non-Hispanic. So, they are a white Hispanic is what they claim to be. Mm. So, that's why Hialeah is the whitest town in the United States. So, Queen Germ, I got to know. What's your top three?
I don't want to go to none of them places.
Come on. You got to give me three of them.
Like, the lowest percent was in the 80.
No, you got 70, but
it's still
78. Yeah, you round it out. But yeah, where you going, Queen Jern? Where you going? Come on.
I'll say the things that are probably the safest. I'll say Boise, because at least I've
heard
of them before.
Boise, Idaho?
I've heard of it before. At least I could
nigga,
know.
You know ain't shit. Boy, you a die up there, boy. That's what got them.
It ain't
them,
none of these places sound good.
Boise?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, okay.
And although I have no love for Corpus Christi, but I guess I could go there. It'll be close enough to something down there.
Mm.
That I can.
Well, I mean, didn't you went to Laredo, ain't it?
I went to
Lubbock. Okay, that's what it was.
There was a lot of Latinos and.
Okay, so my top three, it'll be Hialeah, Florida.
So you want to go there with all the white people?
I mean, they Latinos. They confused. They be all right. They Ricky Rubios and shit. Okay. You know, nigga look like him and shit. Hialeah be number one. Two would be Scottsdale, and three would probably be. I would say, oh my gosh, damn, fuck, ah, man, someone in them Texas towns, man, El Paso. I think light-skinned Kanye live out in El Paso, so I could go hang out with him, man.
Was El Paso on the list?
El Paso was on the list. It was number eight.
Okay.
Bottom three.
I would say Madison, Wisconsin, and that Hialeah place, because I ain't really a fan of that. I'm not the one. For the whole integration of things. Like, it got to already be a good mix before I hop on up in there. So, I just got two for that. So.
Okay, my three would be Madison, Wisconsin, because it gets too fucking cold. I would not want to live in Wisconsin because of winter. Number two would be Lincoln, Nebraska, because it gets motherfucking cold. And number three would be Boise, Idaho, because ain't nothing out in Boise to do but eat fucking French fries. I love French fries, but I think if I lived out in Idaho, I would eat so many French fries that I wouldn't eat like French fries no more. Because ain't shit to do in Idaho, nigga. Ain't nothing to do in Idaho. Nothing. Shout out to all our listeners in Idaho. We appreciate it. We the number one podcast in Idaho. I know we're the number one podcast in Idaho. Ain't shit else going on, so I know y'all listen to Frocast, because it's like, damn, y'all look forward to this every Friday. Y'all Idaho-ass niggas. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out.
But yeah, man, so next week, what race are we doing? Since we doing the top, so we did black, white, what you want to do next? The Mexican. We got to do Mexicans.
Yeah, sounds
we got to do our Mexican brethren. We got to do them. So the top 10 Hispanic, Mexican, we're going to do Mexican.
Yeah. Figure out the right cities.
Yeah, we got to figure out the right term. We don't want to offend nobody, but we don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to do better in 2021.
I mean, but we got millions.
And millions.
So, you know, you're going to offend somebody. Yeah. I mean, shit, we ain't got a 99% approval rate. We ain't Saddam Hussein over here. We're going to offend somebody every week.
Okay.
You know?
That's the goal.
A black woman said, I have never disagreed with one black woman so much in my life off of something you said one time. They was like, I laughed so hard at the comments. I said, yes. So, yeah, man. So,
I mean, I hate for the people to feel that way. But
it is what it is. Don't feel bad.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah. Got to ask you, Queen Germ. It's back to school time. At least around here it is. All the parents. I mean, it's different this year. It's not like the usual back to school, because it's like, you kind of wary, because you're like, do I buy all this school shit? And they just had these motherfuckers back home next month.
Because like, they will.
Like, what do, like, I'm confused. Like, do I buy all this paper and pencils and all this shit? Like, when they might be on virtual again? Like, I'm confused. But
three outfits, one pair of shoes.
Yes. But with this year, not outstanding this year. Let's not talk about this year, because this is these new times. We don't even got to go to school. We just dealing with it as from a parent view, so we have a totally different view of it. Let's go back to when you was a kid. Give me some of your favorite back-to-school moments. Like, what was, I mean, not even moments, but just must-haves, just the nostalgia part about it, like the butterflies leading up to the new school year. Like, give me something.
Of course, when you're going from school to school, so I only changed schools when I changed, like, elementary, middle, and high, but it was just so
privilege.
Blessed.
Keep going.
It just was, you know, the excitement of, okay, what it's going to be like when I go to this school, whatever. The things that you must have will always be a new pair of tennis shoes. It didn't really matter. Whatever was in that year, whatever. Nice little first day of school outfit. It's five of us. So I really don't think we had more than three new outfits when we started school. But, you know, my memory's bad. So whatever. But it was just so much fun because, of course, you know, you get up the next day, you're going. It's almost like Christmas in August. And I just always enjoyed it because, you know, you rode the school bus and you had so much fun seeing your friends, because some people weren't there the whole summer. They was going different places.
There was no Twitter. So, there was no Facebook. Yeah. There was no, and if you didn't live in the neighborhood, you probably really didn't see them.
Kids. You know what I'm saying? Tell you.
Oh, damn, you done got tall, nigga. Like, exactly. Damn, bro, you done got tall as hell, bro. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. Whoa, she done got fine, boy. Like, oh, boy.
What happened at home?
What happened over the summer? Like, boy, goddamn. Like, hey,
is
boy.
Is that you over there?
Yeah.
So it was just fun getting ready. Now, one thing I will say is my birthday is around school time, obviously. So some people used to think it
take
would
a shot every time she mentioned her birthday the month of August in the Frocast people, because she gonna run it in the damn ground. Keep going.
I'm just saying, as normal kids or other kids would get real gifts on their birthday, people would think that my mother, who is a school teacher, did not have my school supplies. The shit got ridiculous. Like, every year somebody bought me a Trapper Keeper. Every year somebody bought me some shit I needed for school. I don't need a motherfucking lunchbox. My mama is a school teacher, and therefore I will always have all of my supplies every single year. Don't use the shit that's on sale that y'all ain't got them sale. 5 cent notebooks, and you want to bring me
put
one
me together a nice
and
little
act
package.
Like you did me some. A favor, nigga. That shit was $4.
Got you this nice
and it was
keeper.
Probably, I mean, like,
yeah, this last season Trapper Keeper. You think I don't know this.
You yeah,
think
you got that shit when it was 90% off.
I still
off.
See the clearance thing on that motherfucker. Like, so, you ain't take that off, nigga.
That was something that I did not appreciate coming up, because my birthday being in August, it would be like, okay,
shots.
The people want to give me school supplies when I already have a book bag full of school supplies. So that was that. But like I said, it was wonderful. I always enjoy school because I love people. So going to school, meeting more people, hanging out, having fun, learning, that was my environment. I thrived in it, so I always loved school. So back to school was a good, fun time for me.
Man.
How about you, sir?
Well, I used to always like, the first couple of days of school, because it was like fresh and new, it was still hot, you know what I'm saying? The first, you know, in North Carolina, it is, you know, the weather change on your ass. You know, since so the first couple of weeks of school, it was still warm, so you could get away with some shorts or whatever. You know, get your little fresh couple fits off or whatever you did, get it like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, good to be back. Like I said, seeing your people that you ain't seen, your homeboy from the other side of town. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen them in months. You know what I'm saying? They ain't like, oh, shit. You know, then some people might move. You're looking for certain people, y'all looking for that, and then you find out, like, oh, shit.
And niggas ain't had a haircut all summer, and then
you
get your haircut right before school.
Nigga be fresh, nigga still got the little head be light, cause they had hair on their head the whole summer. Nigga still got down, and they still
like,
yes, sir. I mean, it was a lot more simpler then, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But I was alright with school. You know, it was fun because all my people were there. Like, I wasn't one of the people that like skipping school or nothing like that.
That
you know, I just like being there. I went and, you know, it didn't make no difference to me or not. I was going to have fun regardless, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't take it too seriously, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, it's school. It's just a formality. It's just something you do in life. And you just move on. And this isn't that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, school was a place where kids socialize. So it was like, yeah, you learning a little something in the process, but hell, that was where kids meet and hang together and have lasting friendships. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want to be a bum and not be at school? Like,
yeah, it's like you get up with your boys and y'all go on a hunt, look and see who didn't upgrade it, who's some new meat. Hey, man, you see some new girl in here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, it's just
like,
all the chatter.
That's how you knew that people was doing shit they ain't had them in the Zoom. Because what would make you so fascinated about staying home? You was into some shit.
Yeah.
That's always going to be the case. You into some shit if your ass is not coming to school.
Girls skipping school, they end up pregnant. I know a girl got pregnant in eighth grade. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, we had one too.
I was like, damn, this motherfucker pregnant.
But I wasn't surprised because this same girl.
Y'all having sex? I was just like, y'all having sex?
Yeah,
like,
passing
what?
Around Polaroids, you naked with the towel around your face so the people couldn't see your face.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
I was just like, well, who the fuck took the picture, though?
Exactly. This girl and this dude got caught having sex in middle school. We was just like, she was doing what in the bathroom? Are you crazy? And the next thing you know, man, people got up out of that school. Yeah, right. You know, she
tossing that coochie
got,
like a
hey, baby. Bad pussy management. She'll fuck around with old. Hey, it was one of the first niggas, maybe the second nigga I seen that actually had a crack rock. I was just like, yo, this nigga had brought crack. He was selling crack, you know, so he bought something to school. And I was just like, oh, shit, that's
in
crack.
In middle school?
Yes. Yes. First time I saw crack, I was in the seventh grade. Mm. And I was just like.
And I've never seen crack.
And the shit was like, It looked like one of them erasers. He had a block of it. I thought it was one of them erasers. And so I just grabbed it. He was like, hey, bro, that's, I was like, oh, shit. He was like, oh, man, it might be in your skin now. Whatever, you can't be touching on it. So I'm like, damn, bro.
What the hell he doing with it?
He was selling it, man. He one of the biggest drug dealers.
But you selling dope to kids. Like,
no, he just
kids?
Had it on him, I guess, you know, to let niggas know, like, nigga, I do this, nigga. Like, this nigga, you know, this nigga, he was one of the big time guys. I don't want to say no names because he didn't clean his life up.
Don't say no names. Mm-hmm. Don't put people in jeopardy.
But yeah, man, so all y'all, man, back to school.
Yeah, niggas is smoking.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Wear your mask.
I mean, wash your hands, wipe your desk.
Yes, off, kids, whatever. Be careful, man. They're not trying to protect y'all. Mm-mm. So y'all got to protect y'allselves. I know we don't have, the demographic is not that good for our young listeners, but If you got kids that's in the age range, just tell them to be safe, protect themselves, because they're throwing our kids out here to the wild, man. How do you expect to send a bunch of unvaccinated people in a building?
Because it's like you're trying to kill us.
With 10 to 15 to 20 kids in a room.
But I'm saying,
what do you expect is going to happen? You're
trying to kill us because they're going to come home.
I don't get it. Like,
and the kids going to be okay, and they're going to give it to their parents.
Kids are not going to give a fuck once they see their friend that ain't seen in a year and a half. They're like, oh, hey, my God, this might. First thing they're going to do is run and hug and all this. Planning with each other. What you think is going to happen? They're not going to have recess no more?
Oh, they are. Because they want to take them outside. I mean, like, yes, outside is the safest place for them, yes, but you can't be outside the entire time.
They're going to be out there wrestling with each other, so it's going to be contact. So, especially, so I just, like, I don't see how they feel
the
like this is going to work.
Sharing food in the pandemic.
Bruh. I know people that got.
I was at the football
thank you.
Practice yesterday.
Thank you.
They still passing the damn Gatorade bottle around.
This shit is
like,
nuts.
What the fuck?
This shit is nuts. So, like I said, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. But back to school. Welcome back. Hey, back to school. I know the parents are happy. Never would have made it.
Yeah,
these kids been
be
home
back
for a year and a half. Finally, we got their motherfucking asses back in
not
the building
yet.
Where our tax money been going. My tax money has not been going to my house. It's not been going
yet.
To my house. It's been going to these institutions out here, these school buses and all this, cafeterias and after school programs, and this is where my money's going. Let's send these kids back to school. Let's get them out of here. I'm happy to have my daycare providers back. I appreciate it. This has been a long time since March of 2020?
Correct.
My kid, March of 2020 is now August, so that's how many months?
It's going to be
17 months. 17
months. Almost a year and a half.
Hey, I did a fucking bid, my nigga. I did a bid with my kids, like, being home every day. Like, that shit nuts. Like, they just been here, going nowhere. Like, that's, and it's going, so I'm going to be happy forever how long it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to just be happy. So, let's just ride this train as long as we can.
It's only a month. They'll be back home.
They'll be back home soon.
Just for the record, you heard it here first. Mm-hmm. I mean, ain't no need to be sad about it because you realize that you actually, some of y'all realize you like your children, some of y'all realize you don't like your kids sometimes. Some of y'all realize that y'all got some work to do with them motherfuckers. Because some of these kids is y'all thought y'all knew them children.
Mm.
And now you really know them, so hey.
Got a question for you, Queen Germ.
I got an answer.
All right. Now, we're married, right?
Uh-huh. That's what
all
the
right.
Papers say.
We have friends that we're not like my, like, you have friends, it's your friends,
yeah.
I have friends of my friends.
Correct.
All right, so I gotta know. I divorced all my happily single friends, and it was the best decision I ever made. They are a cancer that will have you messed up out here. Stay away. Do you have any happily single friends? And this was from Six the Goddess. I don't know if this is a man or woman. And the caption goes a little something like this. It said, divorce your happily single friends immediately, yesterday. I am grateful that the majority of my friends are married, but I have very specific rules and standards for single women I'm friends with. All my single friends are happy with themselves. However, they know and understand that a man is needed, and they all do not fight that and are all dating with the intention to marry and open to love. A woman should be happy with herself, not by herself. And yes, there is a difference. Why would a woman be happy being for the streets and not being under a man, masculine protection? The day I decided to divorce all my happily single friends was when I saw one of them buy herself a wedding ring with a post saying, I got married, to me. She said, immediately within myself, I said, oh, hell no. No, 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 just no. I can't be around this. That energy is going to spread to me. I am happy, but there is no way I'm buying myself a wedding ring. I had to ask myself, is her presence in my life going to help or hinder my desires and the things I am asking the universe to manifest for me? Can I manifest my husband around women who are marrying themselves and happy living their daily life in their masculine energy? Just out here like a sitting duck by themselves? No. I knew I couldn't, so I broke up with them, and it was the best thing I could have done. So, let me ask you a question, Queen Jern. Does she have a point?
She don't have no point. She's stupid as hell. Like, you can't control what the fuck you doing at your house with the person you with. If you scared that the people that you hanging out with are going to make you want to do something else,
bad energy, though. It's her energy. You know, it's all about energy now. It's all about energy.
And y'all hoes ain't got none. Turn the faucet on. Stop trying to be, oh, I'm earth, I'm water, get that I'm shit fire, from? I'm this. What you need to realize is if you standing on the solid ground, ain't shit can move that. Mm. So therefore, if you say that you in a relationship with your husband and you love him and you want to be with him and he's whatever you need him to be, it ain't nobody in this world could change that. Mm. And damn sure it wouldn't be my homegirl.
She's saying, she's not married yet. She's trying to manifest a husband. So but she's saying she can't be friends with her happily single friends, the ones that be like, yo, I ain't trying to be married. Fuck them kids. Them friends. So she's saying that energy is blocking her blessing from finding her husband.
I thought she said she had a husband. If she don't have a husband, that still don't make no sense. Because to me, if you got somebody, some people going to bring that fun to the table. Now, as far as the girl going and buying herself a wedding ring, okay, fine. I'm never going to feel like that makes sense. But at the same time, why does it matter? If this is how she deals in her reality and this makes her feel good as a person, if she is fine by herself, if she's fine being alone, she's stable. You're trying to latch on to somebody to validate who you are as a person. Nobody should need a man to make you feel as if you are protected and you are this, that, and the third. If I'm going to be with a man.
That's why she said you got to love yourself first.
But if I'm going to be with a man, he need to serve that purpose. Mm. But to say that I got to have a man or I'm some worthless broad because I'm for the streets, you don't know what the fuck that lady for. She could be for the streets. But she could be for her business and what she trying to handle. She might not say she want to be just like, laying up with everybody. Yeah. She might be a go-getter. She might be a trendsetter. She might be somebody out here.
But she still might be a woman that like, yo, if I just go out here, I fuck the niggas I want to fuck. Like, I see a nigga, she just
and
like.
And I mean, and that's okay.
And she's like, I don't want to be tied down with no nigga. And she's saying she can't be around no woman. Like, she can't have friends like that in her circle because it brings bad vibes.
If she feels that way, that's fine, but it's still
Do you have
stupid.
Any happily single friends is what I'm saying. They like, yo, I ain't trying to get no nigga. Like, fuck that.
I mean, I have some friends that are single, and most of them do have the desire to get married someday. Okay. I probably have one or two who probably are pretending to be okay with not being with a man, but they just want to make themselves feel good because they are at a certain age and they're still not married and don't have kids. Mm. So they want to make themselves feel as if they're not on the hunt. But if the right guy comes along, they're definitely going to be somebody that's interested. But I'm just like, to say that you basically can't be friends with somebody, y'all can help each other. Maybe you, but that's the reason why I say you're not at a point where you can help somebody else because you struggling dealing with your own life. So don't put it on the friend that the person is such a bad person because they okay with who they are. You not okay with who you are. So it's time for you to look in the mirror, sis, and do some evaluating on yourself so you can figure out what's the real problem. Because the real problem is not the fact that the people say they for the streets. It's not the problem that the person is not begging and hunting down a nigga out here. It's okay. It's okay. If somebody want to be with themselves, let them be with themselves. It's nothing wrong with that. Like, you can't judge this broad and be like, oh, she's not friend worthy. Your friendship wasn't worthy of her.
But she's just saying she had to divorce him. So I'm just saying.
And then you using the terminology too loosely. Because how the hell you wasn't married to them bitches?
They just in the friendship.
Hey, I'm just stating the fact.
They cutting the friendship.
If we friends, we friends. But you don't even need to use that terminology. Mm. If you ain't married, why was you looking at her for such a tight relationship? That ain't what the fuck that was for. She your home girl. That's it. She your home girl. She ain't your soulmate.
Okay, so in that whole adage that married people and single people can't be friends, do you feel that that's appropriate? Do you think that's, how do you feel about that?
I feel like it's all about your mentality. If you a married person living like you single, hell, you can have just as much fun as the single people. You running the streets like the single people. that would be your MO. But if you saying that it's going to be such a thing of pulling you here and pulling you there, it's a little more temptation only because of the fact that you're placing yourself somewhere where if you're not going with your spouse to these different events, people may think, oh, because they know girl number one is single, that her friends, all her friends at the table, and they'll make that assumption that you are single as well. So then if somebody hit on you or whatever, you have to be strong enough to not holler back. But as far as saying that, oh, you can't,
or you could be a wingman for the night and just be like,
help everybody else.
You'd be like, oh yeah, you know, it's just be lying and be like, oh, my name's just, you know, yeah, oh, yeah.
Have fun being somebody else.
Yeah, just, you know, keep it, you know, just let everybody else get off. You be, you know, sometimes you got to not take one for the team, but, you know, sit there and just be like, oh, start talking to him. So why do you live like this? Oh, okay, interesting. What do you, you know, just ask a question. That's, you know, they crying, telling you about their life stories, and you just like, hurry up, homeboy, man. Exactly. I got too deep in, man. Like,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, people can have friends. It's just all about self-control. I got you. That's just the bottom line. If you
all about self-control.
If you feel like you know that you can't be out there
in the pussy.
If you know you can't go out there, then that means that you don't need to be one of those people.
Do not let him fuck if that's supposed to be your homeboy. Period.
Correct.
That's just how it goes. I mean,
it's just that simple. Yeah. But what about you? You don't feel like people can have,
I mean,
single, like, people and married people can be friends and hang out?
Yeah, they can be friends. It's just like you said, it's all about boundaries. Know yourself. I feel like everything is free will. You do what you want to do. Nothing, nobody can make you do anything. So if you did it, you did it. And so, yeah, it's just you have to know how to behave yourself. It takes two to tango. Unless you got raped, you know what I'm saying? You was a willing participant. Yeah. So, you know, that's just how I feel about it. You can't worry about it. But, yeah, you can be friends with people. It's now, certain people, would I want you to be friends with? No, absolutely not. You know, I don't care if they married, single, goddamn divorced, widowed. I mean, I just don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'd be like, nope, don't like them, don't like, you know, I have a list. You know
what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a list.
It is a list.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying the list is filled, but it's a list. Okay. It's more than one.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
That's fine. I mean, hey, man, speak your mind. That's why we got a podcast. This is where you get to, you know, clear the air. You know, you get to make, you know, revelations and, you know, accusations and
all that. But no, I'm just saying, like, I just feel like nobody should take the blame for somebody else. If you say that if somebody does something they're not supposed to do, you let them take the blame for it. Don't blame somebody that's not in the mix. It doesn't matter. Like, you taking the blame off the person that you're mad with. It's nothing called peer pressure. You're a grown-ass person. So if I'm grown and I'm choosing to do what grown people do.
If I know my person is like that, it is my responsibility.
Agree to disagree on
this. I'd be like, hey, I still speak up. I'd be like, hey, bro, man.
If they still going to do it, then what you going to do?
Then at least I did my point as a friend.
Okay, so you don't know if that has happened or not.
I do know.
You don't know a thing.
I do. But anyway.
Not about that. Yeah, because that's the shit. You believe what you want to believe. And so you want to not like somebody, you just say you don't want
to
like them.
I have no reason not to like them until you give me a reason not to like you. Okay. You know, then once you give me a reason not to like you, then I have my reason. If that makes sense.
Yeah, forgiveness is key.
Excuse me?
I said forgiveness is key. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what they told the Negroes, and they still forgiving niggas.
Niggas
the most forgiving ass niggas in the world.
I mean, what you gonna do with the hatred?
I don't have hatred. I just don't. It's not hatred. It takes me this person doesn't live rent free in my mind. Like, it doesn't bother me. It's just that, you know, once a person, I don't deal with somebody, I just don't deal with nobody. It doesn't bother me. Okay. It's just another person on the planet. It's billions of people on the planet that I walk by and never speak to. And it's just.
Now they're on that list.
Well, yeah, I speak because you know I'm not a mean person.
You are. You real nice, nasty.
I can speak like, hey, how you doing? And keep it, but I don't care about your life, your kids, none of that. You know, it doesn't matter. But I speak just out of courtesy for my wife. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's just, you know, I'm just be nice. That's what I'm saying. Appreciate but it. Yeah, I ain't a mean person. TV talk time. Well, we lost the shot. That's done. But I do want to wrap up something without spoiling it. We watched the All-American, you know what I'm saying? We watched a lot of it together, you know what I'm saying? She's been watching it on and off. You know, she catches her TV. So let me catch you. On the all, what do you think about All American?
I mean, I thought it was a pretty good show. I mean, overall, it was enough suspense. I didn't think I was able to guess everything that was going to happen next. Mm-hmm. The characters, actually, I thought most of them could act. I didn't feel like anybody was just, like, out terrible. Of place.
Yeah.
Because in some shows, it's like some people are just there and you're trying to figure out, like, are you related to the producers or something? Because some of y'all just be looking strange.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
I think the kids had the most stressful lives. When I was a teenager, my life was not that stressful.
They had a lot of
stuff. They had some fucking, like, them kids got to have high blood pressure. Them motherfuckers got gray hairs. Like, them motherfuckers had a like, first of all, Spencer had, like, a neighborhood on his back. The whole cause of the Black Lives Matter thing. Then you got drug problems, drinking problems.
Like, who got that much going on? Relationship problems.
I mean, these kids had a fucking... I feel bad for them. I was just God.
I'm surprised that nobody committed suicide.
Bruh, that's why I was just like, man, like they had a tough time on this show. So it's on Netflix. If you haven't watched All American, it's in season 3. It's a bunch. It's at least like 19 episodes of fucking season. So check it out. It's damn sure worth the time. But I mean, I'm not going to spoil it for you. But these, just have pity for the kids. Have a little empathy for you. Like, they need to go fund me. The kids on All American need to go fund me.
They need because a
I feel bad for them. Like, that's tough. But yeah, as far as me, I like the show. It's football related. I can dig it. They deal with a lot of current issues and they cover a lot of ground topics wise and situations, and you know, they use the vernacular, and it's a good show. If you ask me, I fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. Now, Beyond the Pole, the season finale happened, and we finally got clarification on the lie detector test that the big question that they held over for so long. Yaya, did you lie about the AIDS thing? So she stopped the test and clarified what she meant, and basically she said she made up the AIDS part about the girl having AIDS.
Yeah.
So, first of all, how bad is that to do to somebody?
I mean, to me, it's terrible because y'all are strippers. So that shit is very believable. Yeah. Like, I mean, not saying it couldn't be believable of anybody, but when you work in that environment, it's easy for somebody to say, yeah, that bitch had AIDS. Her nigga was nasty anyway. He was fucking everybody. She a stripper. So why would somebody not believe it? Like, it wasn't like you said it about, you know what I'm saying, somebody who was really... you would think was living a life that, you know, would not have warranted them to end up with AIDS. But I just, what?
It just hurt my feelings, man. Because I was like, you can't make up a lie like that about somebody,
like,
man.
You just, like, randomly throw that on somebody?
Like, damn, Yaya, that's real dirty right there, Yaya. Like,
that shows you who she is.
You fight real, you know, under, you know what I'm saying, that's below the belt right there, man. You took it back to the 80s with old 80s goddamn jab, boy. Oh, nigga, AIDS. What? Oh.
And niggas who don't fuck up probably like, oh, niggas shit. Niggas was sick. Now I got to check myself out, and this isn't the third. And
But she showed that she was straight, though. So, you know, we knew it was a lie once she had a negative test. Like, yeah, like, so who made it up? Did the mama make it up?
Yeah, that's what it was on at that point.
So basically, like, so that's asking her mama told it up. Yeah. So then they had the big GG's one night only dance. Where she needed about 30,000.
She got enough for the food truck.
Yeah, she didn't make it. What happened was they didn't take an event. In any event, that they was doing COVID, so they had rules of how many people could come in. And, you know, of course, the important people never come on time. So the important people were standing outside with stacks of money that Gigi didn't get to get for her one night only dance. And she said it felt good to be on the stage and blase squaze. But, yeah, she didn't make her $30,000 because COVID protocols.
But so, she also didn't make it because Magic, Big Daddy Magic.
It wasn't still, causing. But still,
I
though.
Mean, you didn't, I mean, you might have had regulations there, but if you were at the club that everybody knew and, you know what I'm saying, for nostalgic purposes, you might have done better there.
It might have, but still, same time, yeah.
I mean, if you had to have a limited number of people, it was only going to be a few. So
$300.
You should have been willing to do that show multiple times because you should have had a segment. Okay,
it could have been $1,000 to get in.
you would have had to do something.
$1,000, like you got to have
VIP
a stat.
VIP somewhere, you got
everybody, 300, only 300, so it's limited tickets, 300. You got to have a stipe. You got to have a stipe. Nigga, like, so, you know. But Gigi ain't make it. They said Angel was starting a podcast, and she's still dealing with her mental health thing.
Helping other people get
helping people. Like, Angel, you need help. You need help.
Don't do that.
You disfigured
Angel.
Your face. You
yeah,
got issues.
Strange, but
yes, you disfigured your body. You need help, Angel. Go.
I mean, but they can't help that now. At this point, they got to love the body they in, because you can't go back. You can't go and fix that stuff. Them lips is huge and strange looking, and we know that's not how you was born, but, I mean, she won't
have
that.
Shout out to all
that.
The people out there that done it.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't mad at them. If you like it,
if you like it, I love it.
I ain't gonna love it, but
when
I
somebody
gonna,
say
I
that, they really
do
don't. Yeah. They just be saying, like, hey,
yeah, we gonna
it's none of my
it.
Motherfucking
that's
business,
you.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's yours. That's you. As far as a Dime, she got her truck. She bought her first truck, and so now that's increased her income. And she was always talking about how much money getting to the bag. That's all she care about. And Virgo, they said she's gonna be in a second season of P-Valley. So we be looking.
I had to look for her in
there. I know. That's why I was like,
I ain't recall her being in there.
Me neither. I don't recall her being in it. She was a dancer, of course, and they said she had a speaking role. She just said one line or some shit like that. It wasn't nothing too much.
Yeah, I'm dirty.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's all for Beyond the Pole. The season's over. Oh,
I mean,
Empress had the baby, a little boy. He was born in May. Shout out to the baby. You know what I'm saying? Good luck, kid. I mean, you're fighting a losing battle.
Well, she found out who the baby daddy was, and it ain't W. Because W is the other baby daddy's brother.
Yeah, so.
And now you ain't got that drama, but you got to tell that, you know, you done fucked up and had a baby from somebody. I guess he already knew that part, so it hurt a little less. But it still got to hurt because you didn't know that her and your brother was fucking. So if you told him that it was your brother baby, then even whatever relationship you had with that nigga fucked up because he thought you had a baby.
You out here fucking my wife? You fucking my wife, man? Come on, man. God damn, man. Come on, man. That's some bullshit, man. You're supposed
anybody
to be my brother, man. W. You're supposed to be my brother, man. So, yeah, Beyond the Pole, man. That's done, man. Next show we got Power, Book of Canaan. What you think of this last episode?
You know, Canaan is
growing up fast.
Yeah,
and he's stupid still.
Yeah,
making dumb decisions. Now, first of all, the dude having food poisoning fucked everything up.
Yeah,
cause the uncle when he had to move the stash house. He couldn't find nobody, and Kanan was the nigga he used, and Kanan was not supposed to be there, and it just so happened to be Kanan's little girlfriend gave up the stash house location, so Unique and his boy, they sit on the stash house, see them move in, and see them moving some packages, and they start putting two and two together.
Like, that's the shit right
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. They get a motherfucking team together. They come jump in there and say, oh, what's going on? And they catch your boy by himself. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And the nigga could have got killed. But I guess they know how the game go. That was too
they said they knew
a,
who it was.
It was too big of a ticket for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they was just like, nah, bro.
They ain't going to kill him, but they did get the stuff.
Yes, sir.
Half of the stuff.
Took a lot of their shit. Whatever, you know, they
yeah,
took
that
a lot.
They said it was half of their merchandise.
Yep, because they almost got away in the truck, so.
But it was stupid because of the fact that, you know, you should have just not took him over there. But see, just like they told him, he wasn't supposed to bring nobody over there. You brought the broad because you so busy trying to be in her ass.
Yeah.
So now you done fucked up everything.
Yeah.
Because had she not known where the fuck y'all was at, they would have never even been able, they wouldn't have found that place in a million years.
Never.
Then your ass, I mean, they was moving the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you done fucked up the whole location.
Running your mouth over some
coochie that you ain't finna get.
Nigga, then the nigga that you killed her boyfriend, like you a dirty ass nigga, bro. Like, you dirty as fuck. You killed her boyfriend, now you scooping her up, and then now you done cost your people a lot of money. And so,
yeah. I mean, but she dirty too, because if she fooled him, she know because the streets talk.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you already know Kanan took, killed a dude. If you were so in love with him, ain't no way in the world you should be fucking with
him.
Yeah,
and even if you didn't know it, the story on the street is his boy did it. That's his boy. He
so
had to
know
something
about
it. They rolled tight, so and he would had to know. So it ain't like he went, oh, this nigga did some roguish shit by himself. Nah. So yeah. So then the mom enrolls Kanan into some classes, which the boyfriend is a teacher of the class. You know what I'm saying?
Mixing so, business with pleasure, not a good idea.
I guess she's trying to get him to see, you know, that get him to like each other right and, you know what I'm saying, and just get him to do something different. Yeah. Like, you're doing too much. Yeah, the nigga is a killer. And you send this nigga to community college? What the fuck is wrong with you, mama? Like, mama's making some bad decisions.
I mean, is she trying too hard just to make your son like your boyfriend? Like, they don't have to like each other. Like, they just have to have respect for the fact that this nigga gonna be here till I say he not. And you gonna always be in my life because you my child. And let's move forward. Like, y'all ain't got to be best of friends. Y'all just be cordial and keep it moving. Like, you want a relationship with the two of them that don't have to happen.
Why are you forcing this?
Yeah, like, if it happens,
you
it happens,
just met this nigga. How long y'all been fucking around, bro? Like, yeah, come on.
It don't seem like it's been long.
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, man. Anything else happen? Oh, Jukebox got her box played with.
Don't do that.
For the first time. So, Jukebox had her little tryst with the little
nice
girl.
Nice juking.
Yeah, you know, Jukebox went and stole her damn jacket.
And then the white girl put that mouth on her.
Yeah, put that thang on her. Put that thang on her. Jukebox whole life changed. She just like, oh.
I ain't know that thing can do
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, Jukebox is like, oh, shit. What that mouth do?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to that. They had a lot of sexual tension built up. Now, I don't like watching when they have little teenagers, like at least when they supposed to be in high school and the sex scenes and shit, because I'm like, this shit's fucking weird. Yeah, even funny. Though I know the actors of age, but it's still like these niggas supposed to be in
the
high school.
The storyline is
yeah.
that you a child. So that's,
yes, I don't want to see sex scenes with kids. Like, this shit is weird. Like, when
I
they
mean,
do
they
that
didn't show you much. They just
yeah, but it's like,
you don't want your mind to go there.
Yeah, that shit weird. Like, yeah,
it is.
Yeah. So, that about all that happened on this week of the show, except for, I mean, not the show, on Power.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Oh, yeah, the other uncle.
She stole the jacket that she stole and gave to the girlfriend, the dude that she saved his life the last time they were stealing.
Yeah,
he
called her.
He
let
called
her go.
And told her, don't come back, and, you know, they even now.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time, he ain't going to let her go.
He said, I'm calling the cops next time, so he let her slide. So that was real. So she should have known, yeah, this was the last time.
Yeah, this is the last time.
I better leave this shit alone.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she said. She thought that was karma or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She got her way out. She had her friends left her hanging. She had to go by herself. She got caught. The man let her go. So now we just done with the stealing.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
Focus on the music, girl.
Yeah, so, man, go check out Power, man. Sunday, Stars. Check it out. The new song is dope. I don't give a fuck what you say, man. It's hotter than the original.
I'm putting it out there.
This song, the Booker Canaan song, is harder than the original. We could do a 12 hood minutes about it. If you don't agree, let me know. So, yeah,
let him
man.
Know, y'all.
So, I guess that's all for TV Talk, man. It's now time for Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC, y'all. It's with me and Queen Germ. We do an improv on a situation suggested by you, the viewer, listener, or me. I just make them up sometime. And before we get into this, let me let y'all know, me and Queen Jeremiah are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. We don't even have SAG cards. But we do this every week for y'all. And the situation goes a little something like this. Trying to get help with customer service over the phone. Would you like to be the caller and I be the worker? How would you like to do this?
I guess I could be the caller.
Okay. Are you ready? Ready?
I guess so.
Action. Hey, thank you for calling AT&T. This is Bob. How may I help you today?
Yes, Bob. I'm having some issues with my internet service.
Okay. First, before we get into that, ma'am, could you verify the last four of you? So, who am I speaking with, ma'am?
You're speaking to Queen Germ.
Okay, ma'am. Queen Germ, is that your real name, ma'am?
It's on the account, sir.
Is that what the account says, ma'am? Okay. Queen Germ, ma'am, first of all, let you know that this call is being recorded for quality and assurance purposes. And your last four are?
2222.
Okay, see, I knew your name wasn't Queen Germ, because on here it says your name is Germisha Robinson. Oh, okay. So why did you tell me Queen Germ?
Sir.
I'm just saying, ma'am. I mean, this just that's
do you have the account?
Okay, I do have the account, so but I want to...
That I have high-speed internet.
I've been paying for. You really don't have high-speed internet. You have, like, moderate. You got the lowest package that we have. It's not really high-speed.
Well, my kids are still online for school.
Uh-huh.
And I need the internet to be reset so that they can complete these assignments. Oh. So if you could help me by sending a reset signal out here, that would be much appreciated.
I see what the problem is. We actually... put a it looks like you have a block on your account because you have some suspicious, like, you're using a lot of data over there, and it look usually when people use a lot of data, that means they're downloading like illegal stuff, like pirating software and stuff. So that's why you,
and so what's your name again, sir?
My name's Bob.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
Sure, but before we do that, let you know. I just want you to know that you
have
been using, you used over your limit. See, like, what
it's
you
not
have.
A limit.
It
I'm
is a limit.
I'm paying for unlimited.
It says that, but after unlimited. You use a certain amount, we slow it down,
so that
and that's
not,
what you're
that's
experiencing,
true,
ma'am.
That's not a true unlimited, then.
It's still unlimited. It's just not as fast as you would normally have because you've used so much. So that's what I'm telling
you. Counting it? Sitting over there counting it?
So what
you doing, Bob?
Ma'am, I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Are you going to help my kids get back online so they
can
do what
they
need
to do? Ma'am, I'm telling you, there's nothing we can do because we're throttling your system right now. We're throttling your Wi-Fi.
I don't even know what that is, sir.
Ma'am, think about it like this. Okay,
I don't want to think about
it. Ms. Jermisha. Listen to me.
You think about it. I need
Ms. Jermisha.
Need to talk about it.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem.
No,
you don't want to listen.
You the problem.
You're just trying. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get a free credit.
Yeah.
You're trying to bait me into an argument.
My bill. My
but you know what,
is zero,
ma'am, you have not
so
paid your bill,
free,
ma'am.
Don't
give me that,
a free credit.
Ma'am. I'm looking right here at your bill, man. You are 139 past due, ma'am.
No, it's not.
As of you paid last month's bill.
Okay.
New bill. You should be getting it in the mail in a couple days, ma'am. So
okay,
right here, your past due.
I can't worry about it.
Well, ma'am, so don't sit here and tell me you don't owe anything when I'm looking right here at it. But look, ma'am, Ms. Jermisha.
Bob, can I be transferred to a supervisor?
Ma'am, you know what? I know what you're trying to do, Ms. Jermisha. You're not going to give me a bad rating.
I am.
What I'm going to let you do, Ms. Jermisha, is I'm going to let you speak to my manager.
Okay.
But first, I got to tell you this. Click. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Ain't shit.
Bob lost his fucking job after that. I just want y'all to know. Well, at least Bob got rolled up.
Yeah, he had to. You don't hang up on no customer.
Because they played that with Bob, and Bob acted like he pulled the plug out or whatever like that. But, Bob, you forgot they were recording you, Bob. So your ass got cut. Because, you know, she was trying to bait you in to get some free fucking service.
I
felt it.
I wasn't trying to get nothing
free. That's why you want to speak to the manager and shit. That's what you were trying
to
do.
Bob trying to tell me about what my name is.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Bob just needs clarification.
Blah, blah, blah.
It could have been how you know Bob ain't get rolled up for not asking certain questions. And
that's not my problem.
And you know what I'm saying? He was just trying to do his job.
You
got to
keep it cool.
Yeah, he kept it cool.
He didn't keep it cool when he hung up on me.
Mm. He pulled the plug out. He accidentally.
Whatever.
He fell out of his chair. Oh, my God, I lost her.
Okay.
You know how he did.
I don't know. I don't work there.
Ah, I sprained my ankle. Oh, I had a seizure. Oh, my gosh.
Seizure.
Hey, white people take it to the... Hey, I bet you the first woman to fake the pregnancy all the way to the end, like, I bet you she was a wild, like, shit. Like, you're going to have that baby one day. Like, so the woman's like, you know what? I'm going to keep this man. I'm going to fake a pregnancy, and I'm gonna walk around. I'm going to act like I'm pregnant. I'm going to stuff this thing, and I'm going to have a baby shower and everything. And,
that's nuts.
And I'm going to do all this. Like, man, just think about the first woman that did that, that started the whole trend.
Crazy, 'cause ain't nobody doing that.
She's a pioneer.
Not a pioneer.
Pioneer. Yes. Yes. Pioneerski. It's that time of the show where we read some rap lyrics. But the gimmick is this. We're going to read these rap lyrics in a professional voice, a proper voice, an office voice. You know that job, you know that voice you use when, you know, that job interview come on. That one. But we always try to pick a song that's ignorant so it can be real funny. And this week is my turn, and it goes a little something like this. I started selling dope back in 1986. I bought a Cadillac and put them things on that bitch. The brains blowed out with the white leather seats. FEMA screaming for that butter, 'cause that other shit is weak. I was only 17. Had the neighborhood hooked. Had them stealing out the cribs, 'cause my crack tastes like ribs. I'm up in the morning with the rest of these rookies. You out here selling dimes, bitch, I'm out here selling cookies. I'm flying out of town, getting them things for $12.5. $400 for an ounce and $6.50 when it's dry. Pyrex dishes in the motherfucking kitchen. Word around town, Mr. Big got them chickens. That nigga bought a house for his ma by the lake and gave his grandma a set of keys to the safe. Them jealous ass niggas and them hoes started hating to see my little sister drive a Benz to graduation. I'm tripping on that Hennessy and I'm smoking on them buds. I still got love for them niggas selling them dubs. I remember when I used to do the same shit. Buy a half an ounce and cut it up and sold the block up. I can't put my Glock up. My Glock is my hoe. And my hoe go everywhere I go. Which one of you fake ass niggas wanna harm me? I said you better bring the Navy, 'cause I'm gonna bring the Army. Mm. That was a late. I don't know if he's still alive or not. I don't want to kill a man, but that was Mr. Big trial time. Classic banger down south. You ain't alive, nigga, if you don't like that song. I'm just going to let you know that. If you don't like that song, you ain't alive, nigga. Period. And that's on period, poo. Mm. Or just on period now. Which one is it?
I don't know. I don't use those terms.
Okay. What's HBCU confession time, Queen Germ? HBCU confessions. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets, bring them home to Queen Germ, and she rates them. And this one goes a little something like this. I tried to stick a snow crab leg up my pussy in a drunk dare one time. It hurt getting it in, and I got a UTI afterwards. NCCU. That would be North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina.
That's what nasty ass get.
First of all, are you that thirsty for crab that you'll stick one in your coochie? There had to be some stimulus. There had to be some stimulus money. Everybody sitting around
doing dumb shit.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't stick though. Especially if they seasoned it right with the old bay and all the lemon and onion and all that shit.
Put that in there.
Hey, your shit is on fire. You got the Oscar Mayer. You know what I'm saying? You stick a damn crab leg up there in a drunken dare? Hey man, that's how you can tell people ain't used to nice things, bro. Like you sticking crab. Why are you sticking crab legs up your pussy? Like, what the fuck? Like,
I mean, and it's dumb as hell.
That's stupid.
Why the hell would you think it would make sense for you to put something up between your legs and don't go there? Like,
Is this the crab meat you done pulled out of the at least, like, why would you stick the...
I mean, it probably was still in the shell, and that's another
thing. That's stupid.
Like,
you might
all that up in your coochie, and you don't think something's going to be wrong.
What's wrong with you? Like, what's wrong with you people? You niggas is crazy.
And I promise you, it wasn't even that much money.
It was just drunken dares. Like, yo, I dare you to do it.
If drunk, you doing it so you can be the livest person in the party tonight.
Bitch.
And now you finna be
the next your homegirl. Yeah, your homegirl dared you to do that shit. Your homegirl dared you to do that shit. Poor pussy management, man. There you go again. Bad pussy. What was the word?
I thought it was poor.
Was it poor pussy management?
Yeah. Okay. Or it was either poor pussy management, bad pussy management.
I can't remember already.
Something about pussy management.
Yeah. It was either bad. Yeah. Bad pussy management. I think it was bad. But anyway, that's it right there. You didn't manage the pussy right. You can't be sticking crab legs up the pussy. What is wrong with you?
A lot.
College kids, y'all got to do better, man. Y'all got to do better. Next up, Queen Germ, we got the Keep It 100 segment. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yes, my Keep It 100 this week, you know.
There be light.
Yes, and there was light. I thank you, King.
Yes.
This week, you know, have had a whole lot of conversations. People talking about what they want to do and all these other things. And I just feel like a lot of people looking for better and better than coming on.
100.
And that's the thing about it. It's like, you got to evaluate your situation because some of y'all talking about, oh, this ain't that and whatever. You want a nigga to do this. You want somebody to have that, whatever the case may be. And you think that in whatever state you in right now, that the best that has come, we like to think the best is yet to come, but sometimes the best don't come. And you got to realize that that ship has sailed, and therefore, you're going to have to make some adjustments with what the fuck you looking for. So, That's my keep it 100. Be careful out there, because clearly, for some of y'all, better has come and gone. So you better get what's next.
Get that nigga that been hollering at you every day a chance. Yeah, he might be a homeless man. He might be.
No, not a homeless man.
He
might live out of his car. But
that nigga love you, though. He going to treat you right. He going to rub your feet. He going to treat you like the queen you are.
Man, he can eat that pussy with them three teeth.
Yeah. Give him a chance.
Give him a chance.
He can make your toes curl.
Hey.
Yes. Get you another dependent. He'll stick at home. Keep the house clean. Yeah. Well, my keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. I learned that on the internet, people love to debate for the sake of it.
100.
Like, you can say something and people could disagree with your opinion and just go crazy. And I'm just like, bro, like, it still don't matter. Like, niggas, like, was saying, like, yo, coleslaw is disgusting. Who the fuck eats this shit? Like, nigga, a lot of niggas was just like, oh, how the fuck you eat coleslaw? And then this one nigga was like, why would I give you, if you're selling food stamps, for $300 worth of food stamps. He's like, why do I got to take 150? Why can't I get a whole 300? Nigga, do you not understand the purpose of food stamps? If I can pay you $300 for $300 in food stamps, nigga, I'm not saving no money.
Yeah, why the fuck would I be buying your stamps?
You stupid, like, as fuck.
It's supposed to be a win-win. You get some cash. Yes. I get double the food.
You can only go to the grocery store with this.
You can go anywhere with my cash.
If I give you $150 for $300, you got $150. Yeah, you got $300 less of food stamps, but...
But shit, you wasn't eating that anyway.
You got $150 worth of cash.
That, like, you can spend anywhere.
You know, you can go do whatever. So, but I realized that people will argue about anything online, and it's just somebody always says something. So I learned to not go back and forth with people online. Like, it's not worth it. You might not even be a real person. How I look arguing with a motherfucking bot...
Exactly.
Like, what the
fuck? You feel crazy.
Yes, ridiculous. So I don't give them the time of day, and you shouldn't either. Live your life, people. Who gives a fuck what people say? It's some people that wake up every morning that look to piss people off. I know one person that does that. Yes, it gets happy about it. Like, they, somebody
looks in the mirror at this person, y'all.
No, not me. I don't say anything.
Okay.
I'm not. I spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, I talk my shit on this podcast, and you know, but I don't. Purposely try to fuck up nobody's day. Like, I don't do that. That's not I. So yeah, that's my keeping 100, man. Don't give a fuck what people say about you. They gonna talk about people all the time. Like somebody say, even if people talk about you, at least they think about you.
Okay, that's what.
Cause they talk about you. Yeah. Winner, loser time. Queen Jeremy, you got any winners?
Yeah, my winner this week, keeping in the theme of all of the athletes and everything. I came across Miss Alyssa Montano.
Winner.
Montano. She was a pregnant athlete. Last time y'all saw her, she might have been 8 months pregnant, and she competed in some track and field sport. This time, she was 5 months pregnant. Her maiden last name is Johnson, so, you know, I had to root for her, you know. I'm all about them Johnson girls. But, yeah, she out there.
What'd she do?
I'm saying she ran and won.
Ran one what?
I mean, why you got to get all that information?
I mean, you give her props.
I gave the lady name, so that's all.
She's in the Olympics. I mean, did she win?
She's in one of them qualifying events. I mean, she's running for different things. If you want to know more about it, y'all can look it up.
I mean,
what I got to do here. Like,
you just like, I was just like, what? She ran a race against her fan reunion or something? Like, what
I
she
said,
did?
I just said track and field, and she was in the U.S. outdoor track and field. She said six-time winner. So she was a champion for the 800 meter, and the last time in 2014 she ran, she was 8 months pregnant. This time when she ran, she was 5 months pregnant. So she's an athlete, and okay. I was giving her props.
Okay, well,
you give props to Florida man, and now you want to know the lady whole background story.
I just asked a question, man.
Okay, and I gave you an answer, nigga. Who the hell
is she? A black woman?
Yeah, she black. That's the only reason why I mention her. She married some Latina.
Oh, my winner is Santia Deck.
Winner.
And her Tronus shoe line. She is the first female athlete to own her own shoe company. And she has just did a deal with East Bay, which is a subsidiary of Foot Locker. And that is big because she's doing big things. So all my shoe heads, y'all niggas need to go get y'all Tronus or Tronus shoes, T-R-O-N-U-S. And let me know what they rocking with. I know Sol Wright probably already got some. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a baller like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so shout out to him. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah, besides you. This week, my loser going to be changes. Whoever didn't want to go back to school at Volunteer High School in Tennessee.
Loser.
Because clearly, y'all uncalled these people and lied and said that it was an active shooter. And they got the school on lockdown. Meanwhile, the people went searching today, and there was no active shooter that was found.
It could have been. The nigga might have been stealthy.
He could have got away.
You know, it's Tennessee, man. He probably ran in the woods somewhere. You know, they out in wilderness out there in Tennessee, man. Y'all
ain't go to school yet.
Yeah, they in Volunteer, Tennessee. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely there. Ain't nothing out there. I bet, what's the population around there? Probably 10,000.
Yeah. And I was just like, hey.
Let's see what the damn population is in Volunteer, Tennessee.
Y'all ain't want to be bothered. Y'all say, well, the coronavirus ain't going to keep us home this year. Let us go ahead and get back to the basics. And pull this fire alarm, holler about somebody in the building trying to shoot us. So they did what they did today. It was on lockdown. So for that, whoever made that call, y'all are losing. Y'all wasting the people's dollars for the first responders.
At Volunteer High School?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I said Volunteer High School in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't
give
you a city.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was about to say, that's the stupidest name. Okay, but it is Tennessee, so yeah, what do you get? My loser is the United States 4x1 men's relay team.
Loser.
Listen, I'm not blaming the four guys because they threw these four guys together, you know, before the fucking race. Like, we don't have a set relay team. And so they just threw four guys together thinking we was going to, you know, get some kind of medal. Because, you know, we United States. We bet, you know, we number one. You know what I'm saying? Nah, not this time. We didn't even qualify for the final. No medals for the men's 4x100 relay team. And I'm just going to say this. USA Track, get a fucking squad. Keep a squad together. Let them niggas practice together. Because dropping a baton on the biggest stage of the world is the most embarrassing thing you can do. Okay. Well, winners and losers over, Queen Germ. It's time to know. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. And she just called all of you niggas. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Saul Wright, Be Easy. Oh, excuse me. Shout out to Be Easy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Mad Static, Good Brother 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast. Dr. Brayson, everybody, Dr. Brayson Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Dale P in the Man Cave. Shout out to Big Smash and Bet the House. Shout out to all the other podcasters that fuck with your boy on the IG streets. Shout out to y'all. It's a lot of dope people, man. Go check my motherfucking story out. Not my story, my page out. I post all the podcasts I listen to. You know what I'm saying? I just do a little. That's what I turned my Instagram into. I didn't got rid of the memes. You know, I had to switch it up, open the market up. You know what I'm saying? Do some networking and shit. You know, show people love. You know, shows I listen to. Take a picture of it, post it on my story. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, go check that out. Shout out to everybody over that site, The Fuck With The Kid. Dot Claw, all the gang. Shout out to all the No Ma'am gang. Dom, all the boys. Shout out to y'all. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us? Oh, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer, anybody else to fuck with us? The long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Another dope show in the books, Queen Germ, man. It's that time to say goodbye. But I'm gonna ask you. Rate your show. Just for shits and giggles. Just for shits and giggles. Rate your show.
I mean, I'm going to switch it up this time. You know, I'm thinking about it. You know, people sit here and listen to me. And I really think 9 is a really high quality rating when you're on a scale of 1 to 10. Tonight we had fun. You know.
You know that's your little Earth number or something like that.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that, whatever that means.
Yeah, your number, yeah, 9.
Yeah, but my lucky number has always been 3 for me. But I think we did a real good show tonight. It was fun. We got through everything for the most part, I guess. I didn't have to re-rap lyrics, so I guess I was all right tonight. So, with all that being said, it is my birth month. I guess I'll go with August is the 8th month of the year. So, yeah. I think I'm going to go this time with a 9. What's your rating?
All right. We did shout outs. We did ratings. I just want y'all to know that I appreciate coming out here every week. I appreciate all y'all listening. I appreciate all y'all sharing the show. I appreciate all the love we're getting. But yeah, this has been a task. It's been a chore. And yeah.
So you're not gonna rate your show?
I'm not. No. No.
Why not?
No.
I mean, you could rate your show. That would make sense. You can balance me out.
Oh yeah. Mhm. I'm gonna give it a 3. Balance me out.
A 3? Yes. Why?
No, excuse me. Give it a 5 because that's my astrological number.
Oh, is it?
Yes, 5.
And what does that mean for you?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It means nothing till I found it out. I was like, 5 is my number? Wow. So, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. We probably bored them to death right there. But anyway, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget about the voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about a Patreon we join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Simple as that. Simple rules. Come back next week. Thank y'all for coming this week. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And still the number one show in the Bet the House Top 50. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to look at the show this week. I know we're going to be number one. And you can go ahead and make us another number just for the, you know, just for the shits and giggles, you know, keep your ratings up or whatever, whatever. But we already know. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Jeez.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com